Torah Way, North West London, Wednesday, the 5th of September, Chof Hey Elul, Rabbi Daniel Baron, Insights of the Svasemes into Chodesh Elul.
It's a special schus to be here for many reasons. It's impossible to come to London without being greeted by a Torah Way ad. And for years I've been coming here and I've been saying, wow, this is such a fantastic project. You know, people getting together every single day, Kimat, learning. It's very, very chashuv and it's very special to be a part of it. Baruch Hashem, my connection to London is mostly through Torah. I have many friends here who were talmidim together with me and Moshe Shapiro. One of them is here today, and it's really a very, very special bond that I really keep every single day and treasure. In addition to that, it's also a schus. My wife's family came here in the early 1900s and settled and built their own mishpacha. So part of my children's own yichus finds its place right here in London. So there's something very special I want to speak about, and I really think it's life-altering. And it's one line in the Svasemes. It's a line that says as follows. He quotes it several times in different ways. You can find it in Rosh Hashanah, Tuf Reish Lamed Beis. He says, Aseres Yimei Tshuva Neged Asara Maimoros V'Aseres Hadibros. The Aseres Yimei Tshuva correspond to the 10 proclamations with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and also the Aseres HaDibros, and also the 10 commandments, V'kol Yoim Meir Mayimer V'Dibur Echad. And every single day shines the light of a different one of those Maimoros and those Dibros. And all I want to do is try to figure out what that line means in the Svasemes. What is it supposed to say to us right now, at the home stretch of Elul? Today is where it starts. Today is Chaf Hei Elul. The concept of Brias HaOlam, the physical Brias HaOlam was today. Adam Rishon was Nivra on Rosh Hashanah. As a matter of fact, the minhag of saying Slichos originally began to correspond with Chaf Hei Elul, which often is Matzah Shabbos, depends on how it works out, but the Slichos were designed to begin now. So this is the time to understand what is so special about these days. The tremendous chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in the opportunity that we have now. So I want to start. You know, the Svasemes tells us the Asara Maimoros, or Kenega, the Aseres HaDibros, and the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. What are the Asara Maimoros? So we know that the Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, Ba'asara Maimoros Nivra Olam. The world was created with 10 Maimoros. And then the Mishnah tells us a very interesting thing. It says, "Uma Talmud Loimar, v'halo b'mamer echad yochel lihiboros." What's the point of creating the world with Asara Maimoros? Hashem is kol yochel. He could do whatever he wants. Why didn't he just simply create the world with a single utterance? Let the world be. Why do you need Asara Maimoros? And the Mishnah gives a cryptic answer. The Mishnah says, why did he do that? V'halo b'mamer echad yochel lihiboros. Ela lihiporo min arishoim. He created it with 10 Maimoros to seek redress from the wicked who destroy the world, which was created with 10 Maimoros. And to give good reward to those tzaddikim that sustain the world with 10 Maimoros. What does that mean, that was created with 10 Maimoros? What is this idea of 10, you know, against the Rishayim, for the Tzaddikim? There's obviously something going on here. There's some depth in the Mishnah, and we need to understand what this is about. So I want to start by a basic, what appears to be machlokes in Chazal. I say machlokes with a caveat, because my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, really held that when it came to things that were totally essential, in machshava, there were no machlokas. We know, elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. And specifically in the world of the Agada, when you have two different opinions, even if they appear mutually exclusive, they're generally two sides of the same coin, two ways of looking at the same thing. So we have the first machlokas here. When did this all happen? The world was created when? You know, we mentioned today, Chaf Hei Elo. So there's actually a machlokas in the Gemara. And according to the Gemara, Rav Elazar says that the world was created in Tishrei. And all those things that are associated with the Bria happened in Tishrei. And Rav Yehoshua holds that the world was created in Nisan. So you have what appears to be a machlokas in the Gemara as to when the world was created. And then the Gemara asks an interesting question. And from the interesting question, you realize how old our Nusach HaTfilah is today. You know, there are certain things that are more recent, when I say recent, 500 years ago, L'chadoidi, which itself is a marvel that it was accepted, you know, both by Ashkenazim and Sephardim. But, you know, we say Slichos and Piyutim. These are Slichos that were written by Rishonim and sometimes Tanoim. I don't know if you read Nusach Poland or Lita. I always get mixed up flipping pages. I'm always expert at bringing the wrong one to a new shul. But, you know, at some point we said the Slicha of Rabbeinu Gershom, we find Rabbeinu Amitai, who was in the time of the Rishonim in Italy. These are the Slichas. So how old is the Nusach HaTfilah? So the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara says, Keman Matzlinan Ha'idna, Hayom Haras Olam. We say in our Tfilos in Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Haras Olam. Today is the haras of the world, which is an interesting word, because it doesn't say the leda of the world. It's most, I don't know what the art scroll says, perhaps the birth of the world, but it might mean something else. So the Gemara says, Kiman Matzlinana Idna. So the Gemara says, Kiman, with a question mark, Kerev Elazar. Like Rabbi Elazar that says that the world was created in Tishrei. So it sounds like the Gemara is Machriya the Machlokas. The Tosus doesn't accept this. Tosus says it can't be. Because Tosus quotes a whole bunch of things where we hold like Rabbi Yoshua, that the world was created in Nisan. And the world, there are also Piyutim that go with Rabbi Yoshua. So Tosus can't accept the Gemara's answer at face value. And I believe it's Rabbeinu Tam who says, really, they're both talking about the same thing from different angles. And he explains that both are true. According to Rabbi Eliezer, and the Arizal later says the same thing, it was Ola b'machshava livro es ha'olam. The thought arose in Hashem's mind to create the world in Tishrei. We'll have to figure out what that means. And he actually created Befoel in Chodesh Nisan. So they're both true. This itself requires explanation, and the fact that Tosfos, just being Mefarish, you know, the Gemara, couldn't accept at face value that we paskin like one over the other, I think is extremely, extremely telling. So what is this really, really talking about? So I want to share some insights with the Sfas Emes, who basically creates an incredible system for understanding what is going on over here. And he begins with the following Haaretz. The Sfas Emes, I'm quoting you, you'll find it in Rosh Hashanah, you'll find it on Parshas Bereishis, and you'll find it also on the Parshios of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I'm not saying over one mimer. I am taking a vista of all of these mimerim. I'm just putting it together, not adding anything. And you'll see, hopefully, a picture at the end. So he says, what's the difference between a mimer and a dibur? So mimer is amira. Amira, we know, saying is generally amira raka. It's a soft lashon. It's a general thing. So the Sfas Emes says, the asara mimerus, Nivra Ola, means that the world created, Hashem created the world in a general sense, with Asura Mamoros Klolios, that had the inner intent in the Bria within them, but didn't differentiate them ad hasif. What's a Dibra? What is Lashon Dibur? So we know from many places, Dibur is Lashon Kasha. Dibur is harsh, and the Sfas Emes says Dibur is also precise. It doesn't have some of the ambiguity of a mimer. A Dibur is something that is extremely, extremely specific. And the Sfas Emes says something as follows, which is Be'emes, if you look at it, a Befeir Shechazal. The Sfas Emes says that the original intent in the Maimoros of the world was to bring us the Torah. Istakol Be'araisa U'bara Alma. Hashem looked into the Torah, and He created the world. The blueprint for the world was Torah. The whole purpose of the Bria was Matan Torah. So the Maimoros were biklalius, in a general sense, what the Dibros were in a specific, precise sense. And it's beferish in many places. It says in Shabbos Peches that Klal Yisrael stood tachas ha'or. What does that mean? Yom Yisrael tachas ha'or, under the mountain. So the Gemara takes it literally. Kuf aleim har kikigis. Hashem held Har Sinai above us, and He said, "If you accept the Torah, great. Ve'im lav shem te'ikvuraschem." That's going to be your grave. I'll drop it on you. Or according to another Lashon HaChazal, Achzeris ha'olam l'tov avo. So the whole world was created on condition that we would accept the Torah. Yom HaShishi. Chazal say Yom HaShishi is a reference to the Shishi of Sivan. That the original Bria was toile on the Bria of the Kabbalah Satorah, of the Aseres HaDibros, on the Shishi of Sivan. So the Asar Memaris are intrinsically related to the Aseres HaDibros. Not only that, the condition of everything in the world was to be Mekabel Torah. I heard from my Rebbe, you might have been there, of Shlaima, Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, he actually quoted a Balatani, which is not something that he did every day. And he mentioned the following. Chazal say that, in the journey of Klal Yisrael, to grow from the Asara Maimoros to the Aseres HaDibros, there was Kriyas Yamsuf. And in Kriyas Yamsuf, it says that afterwards, the sea was chayzer le'etano, to its strength. Chazal say, litna'o, to its condition, to its original state, as if it was created for the first condition to Klal Yisrael to get the Torah, and then back to Maaseh Bereishis. So the Baal HaTanya says something amazing. He says, the whole world is Nivra b'tanai. And if you look at all of the letters that describe motion, grammatically, as a prefix, you get the word tanai. He telech, right? Tough. Nun, nelech, aleph elech, yud yelech. All the different tenses of tanai, of movement, of motion, of the direction of the world, all speak of a condition. All of the Bria is omeid, and it's waiting for Matan Torah. So Sfas Emes says like this. He says, the original Bria was a Bria in Teva. It was a natural Bria. It was a Bria that maybe we can call Tachas HaShemesh, the world of cause and effect, the realm of physics and nature that we can see, and it's the world that the entire world lives in, the Goyim as well. And then there was a deeper level of recreation in Nisan, which brings us to Matan Torah. The process of Yetzias Mitzrayim brings us to Matan Torah, and it begins with HaChodesh, Chodesh HaAviv, not just Pesach itself, and the 15th, but the Chodesh itself. And that is Nisan Nivra Olam. And the Sfas Emes takes it one step further. He says that the whole journey of Klal Yisrael to be Mekabel Torah goes like this. Originally we have the Amam Moros, which are Ba'ofen Kloli. Then we have a problem. Klal Yisrael goes Mitzrayim, and Paro doesn't let us leave to be Oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar. So Paro gets a punishment. Hashem basically does something. It says, you are thwarting the whole purpose of the Bria. In Lo Brisa Yoyman V'Layla, Chukos Shamayim V'Aretz Lo Samti. If not for my covenant day and night, the Torah, I wouldn't have created the world. The whole purpose of the Asar Mamaros and the world you, Paro, live in is so that these Jews can go and be Mekabel Torah. You're not letting that happen. For you, I'm going to reverse the Bria. And says the Zayar and the Arizal and the Sfas Emes salute to this. That's the Makos. The Makos are a reversal of creation. The Makos take creation and Maka by Maka, they reverse each Maimer. The Maharal is an entire parak in Gvuras Hashem that explains how each of the Makos corresponds in the inverse to Maaseh Bereishis. They're not all obvious. They're also not exactly in order, but there are some ones that are simple. Yehi Or, Keneged Makas Choshech. So you have this idea of the notion of a Bria, Asara Maimoros, the Bria of Bereishis Bara Elokim, the world that's Tachas HaShemesh, the natural world. Then you have a threat to realizing the real purpose of that natural world, which is ultimately Matan Torah, the Aseres HaDibros, and the people who create that threat are punished by the Aseres HaMakos that essentially reverse creation for them. Says the Sfas Emes, an absolutely phenomenal thing. This is the oimik of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. We said, Bambar, Aseres HaMakos Nivra Olam. What's the point? V'haloi v'maymer echad, you could create it. The point is that it was Hipara min Arishayim, V'litein Sachar Tov L'tzadikim. L'hipara min Arishayim. Now we can understand that the Hipara Min HaRashayim is talking about the Makos. And surely you have noticed that the word Hipara is Oisias Para. This is what the Sfas Emes says. And the Sachar Tov L'Tzadikim, Shemekayim Min Ha'olam, Shenivra B'Asar Ha'Baros, are the Aseres Hadibros. So we have a Mahalach that begins with Achodesh HaZelach, where that begins with Bereishis Bar Elokim. It goes to a threat to the true realization of the Tanai of the Bria, and the Makos are redress for that. And then we finally realize the purpose of creation with the Aseres Hadibros. This is the Mahalach of the world. This is the Bria that Hashem created. And the Sfas Emes says, this is the point of Rav Elazar and Rav Yehoshua. Rav Elazar is talking about Tishrei. That is the Bria of the world of Olah B'Machshava, when Hashem, it's interesting because according to him it's actual physical creation, but it's a creation with the thought of something that would later be realized, because Olah B'Machshava means I have a thought now that hasn't yet come to fruition. So it's a creation of the physical world, today by the way, that hasn't come to fruition, but it will in Nisan with Matan Torah. And then Rabbi Yehoshua is talking about the world of Achodesh Hazelachem. And his world is the ultimate Bria B'Fo'el, the Bria of Klal Yisrael. So the first Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah for everybody. And the second Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah for only Klal Yisrael. And by the way, if you look at the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, is Rosh Hashanah relevant to people who aren't Jewish? Absolutely. Kol Baya Olam Ba'Ovrim Lefanav Kivnei Marom. Everyone in the world passes in front of Hashem individually. It doesn't matter if he wears a strimal or a kapata or a turban. Whatever he is, whatever religion a person is, they all have a din in Rosh Hashanah. Because that's the din of the Maimaros, the world, Ba'ofen Kali. The extra level of Kali Yisrael and the Chesed comes ultimately in Nisan, in Pesach, where we are zochet to a new level of creation. This is what the Sfas Emes says. By the way, what's our tafkid? What are we supposed to do? Okay, now we've got all of the beautiful ether. You know, we understand how the Aseres Hadibros have something to do with the Aseres Hamaros, and now the Aseres Hamakos. What does this have to do with the Aseres Hamichu? What is our job? Our job is pashut. And our Rebbe used to say this 1,000 times. The pshat is that we need to take our physical creation, our creation of the Aseres Hamaros, and the creation of the physical world, and we have to be the type of person who is oriented towards the Aseres Hadibros. Our physical creation has to live in a way that fills the Tanai. We have to take all of the physical realm and all the things we do on a day-to-day basis, not just the steiging in the base matters and the davening, but going to the supermarket and buying milk in a bag, if you live in Israel, and, you know, all the things, going to work, all of the mundane realm of Tachas HaShemesh, and we have to take that and we have to position it to get ready for the Aseres Hamaros. Ad kedei kach, that the first Rashi in the Torah asks, why don't we just fast forward? Because it addresses this exact point. That first Rashi says, why did the Torah begin with the Bereishis Bara Elokim of the whole world, of Rabbi Eliezer? It should have begun with HaChodesh HaZelachem, the hidden providence of the higher realm of Klal Yisrael. This is exactly what it's talking about, and this is the oimik of what the Sfas Emes says. I want to take this one step further, and it's absolutely phenomenal. Because the Sfas Emes says that each day of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva corresponds to one of the Asara Maimoros. Now that's amazing, because that means that we can incorporate by reference that even if a person didn't have the most successful year spiritually, by focusing on the entire gamut of a year, concentrated in 10 days, a person could breathe life into what was and seal his din to make him a person ra'uy of the Aseres Hadibros. It's an amazing thing. A person can take a davening, it says in the Svarim, without kavana, during the year, and if he has the proper kavana on the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, he can breathe life into that past tefillah. He can recreate his world. And the Sfas Emes takes it a step further. What's the first day of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva? It's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Now, let's think about this. If the Aseres Hamaros correspond to the Aseres Hadibros, then they have to correspond exactly. How do the Aseres Hadibros work? So according to the Ramban and others and the Pashtas, Hashem didn't create the world in 10 different steps. The world was created, Yesh Me'ayim, in one shot. On the first day with the Maimer of Bereishis, Bereishis Nami Maimer. And that Maimer of Bereishis created different things according to different people, but Chomer Hiyuli, says the Ramban, this unformed matter, tohu, some potential, creation and potential without definitive form, that would eventually become the rest of the world. So you have all of the Asar Amoros concentrated in the first Maimer of Bereshis. So too, Chazal tell us that in the Aseres HaDibros, we really received the Aseres HaDibros in a way that we couldn't comprehend. All of the Aseres HaDibros were said at once. She'en apel yochel adaber ve'en ha'ozen yochel l'shmo. In a way that a human being cannot speak or hear. But why did Hashem do that? Because Torah was given as a reality. One reality. Afterwards it was differentiated, just like the other nine Maimoros. So you have that in the Bria of the world, all of creation was concentrated in that first utterance of creation. And then Hashem just unpacked it over the next 9 days. The next 6 days with the next nine Maimoros. And you had the same thing with the Aseres HaDibros. Everything was included in the first Dibra, and it was just unpacked and differentiated through the other Dibros. So too, it has to be. It must follow that the Aseres Yimei Tshuva works in the same way. Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. It corresponds to the first of the Asara Maimaros. And it has to correspond to the first of the Aseres HaDibros. Which means that somehow Rosh Hashanah contains Betamsis, everything that will follow. Which makes sense, because Chazal say that on Rosh Hashanah there's the din of the whole world, which is the creation, which is just an extended version of these 10 days. So Rosh Hashanah has mamish in effect the whole creation. And the Sfas Emes says this is the theme of the day. You know, it's an amazing thing, and again, our Rebbe Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal always used to repeat this. What do we do on Rosh Hashanah? Do we pray for parnasa? Do we pray for life? We only do it like this. Zachreinu l'chaim, and we stick it in a way that was a big machlokis of the Gaonim, and not even clear you could do it. We don't have any personal vakashas. What do we care about? We care about one thing. Setting the world straight. Malchus. Meloich al kol ha'olam kulo. Everybody, every leader, you know, from Africa and Europe, everybody should say Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Melech u'malchuso bakol mashallah. Hashem is the king, and his dominion is everything. One thing, the core concept, forget about the details. That's what we focus on. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. Rosh Hashanah is recreation. It's the recreation of the human being, and with tremendous chesed, Hashem gives us the chance to redo our Asara Maimaros. To reposition our creation and to once again make ourselves into the type of human being that is roi, that is fitting to receive the Aseres HaDibros. He goes one step further and says a phenomenal thing. And he says, this whole Mahalach is actually included in Tkiyas HaShofar. Now, if you get bored in the 10 Kavanas from the Zohar that they print in the Machzorim for Tkiyas HaShofar, I'll give you another one. So says the Sfas Emes as follows. He says, what's this cycle? It's Tkia, Shvarim Tura Tkia. He says, Tkia represents the Asara Maimaros of the Bria Sa'olam. The creation as Hashem intended it, that's Oymeid and Thailand waiting for us to be Makabal Taira in the Aseres HaDibros. It's creation Al Tanai, the Imlo, Bris Yaman Valai, the Chudash Maimaros of Samti, the Asara Ilam is a Tovavo, if you don't accept it, and if you do accept it, Mutav. That's the Asara Maimaros, that first Tekiah. But then there's a problem. There's Mitzrayim, there's Shibud Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim is not just Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the root of the Arba Malchias. The Maharal says that had Yitzias Mitzrayim gone as it should have, and the people who left Mitzrayim would have been the people who reached Eretz Yisrael with Moshe bringing them in, all of Golus would have been finished. But because it didn't work that way, and the door that left Mitzrayim was not the door that entered Eretz Yisrael, it was possible to leave, and we have the Arba Malchios. Which means that every anti-Semitic attack in a street in London today, or utterance by prominent people, you know, in the country, or anything that happens in Yerushalayim, or New York, or anywhere else, is all a function of this. All of our tzaras is this. Says the Zemes, this is the Shvarim Teruah. There are breaks along the way. There are makos, and there are things that need to happen in order to take the world and put it back on track. So you have the Asara Maimaros, and then you have the Aseres HaMakos, which unfold in the terms of the Golus. Baruch Hashem, Kol HaMakla Shesanti Mitzrayim Lo Asim Alecha. We don't get the same makos that Mitzrayim does, but there is a concept of Tzaris. And then the whole purpose is to bring us to the real Rosh Hashanah, of Nisan to position ourselves to Hanhaga Nisus, miraculous providence, where the whole thing changes, where we're no longer in the revealed realm of Tachas HaShemesh, but we are under the moon, which is a hidden, mysterious realm where anything can happen, and that is where we need to be, and that is the third Tekiah. That's the third Shofar Blast, the second Tekiah, the Tekiah at the end. That's the Aseres HaDibros. This is the thought that I wanted to leave you with. It's an amazing thing, you know. We are not just living a day in Tavshin Ayin Ches, going into Tavshin Ayin Tes. Time is a cycle, but we can tap into the energies that once were. Zecher asa l'niflosa. The worst thing is when the rabbi gets up there and says, today we are commemorating something that happened in the past. There's no past. There's present. When we have Pesach, we leave Mitzrayim. And when we experience Rosh Hashanah, we recreate ourselves. Everything happens in real time. Because time is a spiral where we can tap into the energies that once were. So that's the concept of Rosh Hashanah. It's the first day of the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And it's the Shairish of the Asara Maimaros. And it's tremendous energy to create a world that's waiting to get the Aseres HaDibros. And we acknowledge that there are bumps along the way in our Shvarim Teruah. But ultimately, we end with a Tekiah. Bezer Hashem, we should fulfill this personally. And each of us should be Zocha to realize what this opportunity is in the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And take every one of those days and use it to breathe new life into everything that we've done all year. And when that happens, we can reach Bayom Hahu Yitoka B'Shofar Gadol, the Shofar Gadol of the Geula, when the Sof Maaseh B'Machshav Tchila, when Hashem's original thought is revealed in the ultimate deed, and when it becomes clear that the whole purpose of the Asara Maimoros were the Aseres HaDibros. We should be Zeicha to that Tkiya G'dayla B'mheira V'yameinu Amen.
Yom Kippur is the Makkah. Yom Kippur is the Shabbat.